I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. In August, the state of Louisiana experienced catastrophic flooding in one of the worst natural disasters since Hurricane Sandy. Residents of South Carolina could certainly relate to the images of houses underwater and people being rescued by boat, as South Carolina itself is still recovering from last fall's historic floods. Having gone through something similar, many in the state want to help in some way.
I think we have to be attentive to the needs here in South Carolina. Also, though, we remember in South Carolina how much it meant to us to know that people outside of our state cared.
That's Louise Welch Williams, the regional CEO for the Red Cross in South Carolina. She's one of nearly 80 Red Crossers who deployed from the state to help Louisiana. Like her, the majority of the volunteers who deployed were active in the flood recovery efforts here. She says they want to help other communities because they know what it's like to experience a disaster.
When we had the floods last October, we had over 700 volunteers and staff from outside of South Carolina come in to help us. So we are always first to volunteer to help others. Plus, we bring the expertise, what we learned, back to South Carolina.
Disaster responders learn something from each recovery effort. Tony Reed, Regional Disaster Officer for South Carolina, led the Red Cross's readiness and response to the state's October floods and is now leading the long-term recovery. He says there was a great outpouring of community members who wanted to come out and help after the floods hit the state. A team of South Carolina Red Crossers learned how to manage those volunteers, putting them to work where they were most needed. And now that team is doing the same for the outpouring of local volunteers in Louisiana.
Well, that team has now been assigned virtually to Louisiana, working from here in South Carolina, to help provide support for those individuals in the community that want to come out and help. So they're working with almost 2,000 potential volunteers.
In addition to the volunteers working virtually from South Carolina, more than 50 Red Crossers traveled to Louisiana and stayed in a staff shelter to work in the hardest hit areas. Louise Welch Williams was with them on the ground.
This was a hardship assignment, meaning that there was a lot of mold. There are very long days. You're guaranteed a couple of meals a day and sleeping on a cot by 300 of your new best friends.
The Red Cross draws volunteers from all walks of life. Before volunteers can get involved, they're required to complete a series of courses to become prepared.
If you don't learn anything else all day when you are working in a shelter, we never ever turn anybody away.
That's Pam Bartley teaching a disaster recovery boot camp at the Red Cross in Columbia, South Carolina. In the one-day program, volunteers become credentialed as basic disaster responders.
Our role there is to make them as comfortable as we can. So how many people in this room have ever had an unfortunate incident and had to sleep in a shelter?
Every disaster responder gets basic training as a shelter worker and learns how to feed people. After learning the basics, a responder can choose a specialty. Tony Reed says there are more than 60 specialty areas in disaster services.
So a lot of time is also spent in the boot camp, sort of guiding that initial volunteer's direction of where do I want to best use my time, talent, and energy at. Based off their specialty area, there is some additional training that can be done in classroom or online, and that prepares them for deployment.
This summer, Red Crossers from South Carolina have also deployed to disasters in California, Texas, and West Virginia. For more on this story, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Laura Hunsberger.